Lying unconscious in the Shadow's medbay, Luke Skywalker looked more dead than alive. He was only half-bathed and still stained with blood. But the wounds would heal, Ben knew, and the strength would return after a few good meals. What Ben wasn't so sure about was the always hopeful spirit. When he did the math, he realized his father had spent weeks beyond shadows, and that didn't seem like an experience anyone could recover from quickly. Maybe not ever. Ben had spent only a few days beyond shadows himself, and the brief visit still weighed on him like a sack of rocks on a 3-kilometer swim. It wasn't all bad, of course. He had been happy to meet Anakin in the Lake of Apparitions, and deeply grateful for the chance to speak with his mother one last time. And with every fiber of his being, he intended to honor the promises he had made to her. But as for seeing Jason, how sad it had been to discover him so alone and so lost. Not bitter, but completely aware of the monster he had become. Jason understood the harm he had caused so many, the anguish he had inflicted on the ones who had loved him most. And the thing that really got to Ben, the thing that Ben knew would bother him for the rest of his life, was how accepting Jason had been of it all. Jason had seemed almost smug about it, as though all of the suffering he had inflicted on himself and others had been the necessary cost of pursuing some far greater end. And yet, it had been Jason who had finally scared Ben back to his senses, who had finally saved both Skywalkers by convincing them they could go no farther without losing all they had come to save. There was a deeper truth buried in there somewhere, Ben realized, but it would probably remain forever just beyond his grasp. Ben sensed a stirring in the Force, and he glanced down to find his father's blue eyes studying him intently.
I wish you wouldn't do that, Dad, Ben said. It's kind of creepy.
What? Luke asked. Me trying to be available when my son needs guidance?
Not that, Ben said. Always knowing.
Sorry. A familiar Skywalker smile crept across Luke's lips, and Ben's heart immediately felt 1,000 kilos lighter. I can't help it. Sort of comes with the territory.
Yeah,
Ben sighed. After a pause, he asked,
Hey, as long as you're awake, do you mind if I ask you a question?
What are we still doing here, hanging out in the mall, when we're completely out of food and medicine?
Nah, I already figured that one out.
Ben traced a finger along the cut across his father's nose and cheek.
You put a blood trail on that Sith girl. We're just waiting for her to get her act together and leave Sinkhole Station so we can follow her.
Again, Luke smiled. Well then, it seems you have all the answers.
Not all of them, Ben said, shaking his head. There's one question that's really been bugging me.
Luke's expression grew serious. You can always ask.
I know,
Ben said. He took a deep breath.
When Jason asked what you had seen on the Throne of Balance?
I remember, Luke said. I told him that I'd seen Alana surrounded by friends from all species.
Right, Ben said. And then you asked Jason what he had seen.
Luke nodded. I remember. He told me it wasn't me. His gaze grew distant, and he looked away. I'm not entirely sure I believe him.
Because you know what he saw? Ben asked.
Because I know part of it, Luke replied, continuing to look away. Just enough to make me wonder.
Okay, Ben said. Then here's my question. What did Jason see?
Luke looked back to Ben. What Jason saw on the Throne of Balance doesn't matter. Not to you. His smile returned, this time filled with equal parts sadness and hope. And you know what's really wonderful about that? It never will. This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars: Fate of the Jedi, Abyss, by Troy Denning. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Dan Zitt. Star Wars: Fate of the Jedi, Abyss, is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2009, all rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.